Alabama's Republican nominee to the U.S. Senate, Roy Moore, faces new pressure tonight to quit the race and new allegations of sexual contact decades ago with teenage girls. Lisa Desjardins begins our coverage.
Now 55 years old, Beverly Young Nelson alleges that Senate candidate Roy Moore violently assaulted her when she was 16 after offering her a ride home.
Mr. Moore reached over and began groping me and putting his hands on my breast. I tried fighting him off while yelling at him to stop. But instead of stopping, he began squeezing my neck, attempting to force my head onto his crotch.
Sitting with her high-profile attorney, Gloria Allred, Nelson gave details, including showing that Moore, then district attorney, signed her yearbook a few days before the alleged attack. She says she came forward publicly now after hearing the charges of other women.
I want to know Mr. Moore to know that he no longer has any power over me, and I no longer live in fear of him.
Her story sparked a new round of reaction. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, who oversees GOP Senate elections, said the Senate should expel Moore if he wins his Senate seat. Hours earlier, the top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said Moore should drop out of the race.
I think he should step aside.
McConnell added that he believes the accusations from the four women in the original Washington Post story that ran last week.
I believe the women, yes.
Moore fired back at McConnell on Twitter, saying the Senate leader is the one who should step aside. Repeatedly, including outside Birmingham over the weekend, the former state chief justice has insisted he is innocent.
These attacks involve a minor, and they are completely false and untrue. To think that grown women would wait 40 years to come before, right before an election, to bring charges is absolutely unbelievable.
Moore said he will sue the Washington Post over the original story. Those who may decide Moore's fate, Alabama voters, were mixed following those first accusations, some critical of him.
Nothing that he says holds any water with me.
But others taking Moore's word over his accusers.
Yes, right now I believe him. I surely do.
If it was me, if somebody had done me wrong, I would go ahead when the event took place, I would say something then. Why would I wait 30 years?
For now, Moore is set to take on Democrat Doug Jones on December 12th. His new accuser says she wants a Senate hearing on her charges within 2 weeks. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.